You're now listening to Les Saves the Blacks with Gina and Jared.
Tuning in to this new episode of Red Face the Black Worldwide Radio.
Thank you for leaving that nice little box of silence.
Oh, box of silence.
Like,
we can make it disappear before they ever hear it.
Stared at it.
I like staring. A little tired. I don't know why. I just drank like a lot of caffeine and I'm still like...
Yeah.
It wasn't an energy drink.
Yeah.
Anyway, that first band was 810, the number 8, and T-E-N. They're out of Paris, France. You can check them out at myspace.com/red. Number 8, T-E-N. And the name of the track was Void. Yeah, remember how to go in? I looked up the bands. And
I got it.
A lot of bands have different websites. Like, look at this other band here.
I didn't
here.
Realize it was Red. Red 810.
Red Face Double Black.
Okay.
We were recording in a basement because...
Sorry, the song's called Void. Did you say that?
Yes, okay. Yes. In a basement.
Mm-hmm. We like to change it up a bit.
I like recording anywhere and everywhere. We should record down, like, the shore. Cool.
Did you just take my water?
I think, yeah, so did I just, like, fart or something? You just fart on air again?
He does that a lot.
Does what a lot?
That.
Sure, they really know. Come on, the average person farts, like, 30 times a day. Okay, more. It's more like 10, but...
At work, the kids aren't allowed to say that, because it's, considered a bad word. So, like, instead of that, they teach them flatulated. So we're sitting in circle, and it's, like, all quiet, and then this one little girl goes, I flatulated, and then starts giggling. And everyone else is just giggling because of it. It's, like, a bunch of, like, four-year-olds just like, I flatulated.
I definitely...
Good times. Good times.
I definitely thought you were going to say, like, at school, the children are not allowed to fart.
No. They're not allowed to say that. I don't know why. But, I mean, I guess it's whatever. They're four.
It's, like, grade school where, you have to, like, wait to go to the bathroom. I never understood that. Looking back now,
my kids are four.
Like bowel movements and
all. If we make them wait, they're going to pee in their pants. So they're not going to wait. They're just going. But yeah, I remember that. We weren't allowed to go. Actually, that was more in high school than that was in grade school.
What the? Yeah, that's because the kids in high school would go to hang out there, smoke in the bathroom, drink in the bathroom, have sex in the bathroom, cheat in the bathroom, do anything in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
But I think everybody did that in high school at least once or 10 times.
At least once or twice or 7 times.
Yeah, I mean, that's the fun of high school.
This is true.
So make sure you all live it up, all your high school kids out there. And,
no, just not too much. Don't get arrested or don't be a drug
addict.
Right.
You can I don't know, cut class. Didn't you cut class?
Everyone.
This one stole a hall pass from our high school, right?
Yeah, but that...
Was that your grade school?
No, that was high school, but that wasn't a big deal.
That's bad. Bad to the bone.
Whatever. I think that was my senior prank. We stole all the hall passes.
So then nobody
was
could...
Was that my senior prank?
That was
my year's senior prank, and then they were like, oh, well, whatever classes don't have a hall pass, you're just not allowed to go to the bathroom or something. It was, like, something stupid. Maybe that was Sarah's year. Maybe that was my year.
That's so dumb.
I don't remember. No, it had to be my year, because it wasn't the year ahead of me. They didn't give a damn.
Dude, that's like borderline torture, like making somebody hold in the peeing. So you have like diarrhea or something.
I got yelled at in second grade for not going to the bathroom. Because I was sitting there like fidgeting in my seat, and my teacher, who I hated, took me up, like, to the side of the class and was like, do you need to go to the bathroom? And I was like, yes. She's like, then you need to ask. Now go to the bathroom. I was like, okay. So I got yelled at for not asking to go to the bathroom. That was stupid second grade.
I was thinking about how you can relate this to, like, music, just because I was like, you can relate anything to music.
Sometimes I listen to music while I pee. I don't know.
I was thinking, like, they don't let you go to the bathroom. But then, like, if you're in the middle of, like, a mosh pit, and you really got to go to the bathroom, you're torn because, one, it's going to take you, like, 20 minutes to get out of the mosh pit. And, like, two, you really don't want to miss the band.
Well, three, all the places that I've gone, I wouldn't want to use their bathrooms if I don't have to.
Yeah, but so you have to sit down.
This is true.
You can hover.
You can hover,
see?
Yeah, but still.
Guys, we come with a tool. We got the apparatus. You just whip it out and,
still,
like,
what if you got to do other things?
Well, who cares?
Then you have to sit.
Certain establishments around here in Philadelphia, you don't want to sit in the bathroom or go near the bathroom or...
I mean, I've been in them. I've had to use them, but...
Oh, is that my...
Just saying, if I don't...
My part-time job's bathroom, and they customer used the bathroom, and it smelled so bad in there, I was like, there's no way this is happening. I had to go and find air fresheners to put in the bathroom because it smelled so bad, and I was like, crap, what the hell? Like,
you're
holy crap.
You're allowed to do that?
What?
When I worked in retail, we weren't allowed to let them use the bathroom.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, like, you know, just take stuff off the shelf and put it in there? Yeah, I mean, oh, my. This wasn't just like, oh, it smells funny in here. This was, like, a mixture of, like, BO and, like, ass and farts and weird stuff. And the person who let them back, their response was, well, the person works at McDonald's, so I guess that's why. So, I don't know. I guess the smell of fries and McDonald's mixed with, like, feces. I don't... So all you kids like McDonald's, think about that.
Why did you have to specify that this was your part-time job?
Because it is, because I don't really have a job.
Yeah, but why, we were just like, my job. Like, I would just say my job. Like, you specifically had to, like, specify my part-time job.
Part-time.
No one really cares. No one's writing this down.
My part-time co-host here. All right,
Jared, he has a part-time job.
My part-time drinking water, my part-time radio show, my part-time, I don't know.
It's just, that was just kind of random.
Part-time drinking habit.
We should probably play a song.
We should. So pick one out of the list here, huh?
Okay.
Yeah, that one.
I know, I found them all, thank you.
No, I was supervising. No, there's
no,
none
you
that
were
way.
Not supervising.
There's only two at the bottom.
I can choose from those two, can I? Yes.
Oh, excuse me.
Ew.
I flatulated.
You did not flatulate.
I came out of the wrong end.
Oh, we played this one already.
Yes. Oh, good. You checked that off.
I am checking that off. I'll check off your face.
Yeah.
How about this one? Or this one? Which one? You pick between these two.
I think the second one will start with
this one? Okay. So this band is called Pandora's Dawn from myspace.com/Pandora's Dawn. And which song are we playing? The one that's not crossed out?
Exactly.
The song's called You Should Not...
You should
wound
not.
What can't be killed. Jared's writing looks like it says.
Did you say where they're from?
They are from Austria.
Nittelfeld,
Austria. That's it. Why is there such a large space between that?
Nittelfeld, Austria. Enjoy.
You have awakened the beast, lost your tongue, your king.
ring, 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 banana phone. Do-do-do-do-do-do. And that is enough of that. And I'm sure people are like, what the...
No, probably everyone's heard it by now.
Everybody's heard of the banana phone song. I was disturbed, you know. It's the Raffi song. It's just, oh, man. Gina and I spent part of the afternoon watching the banana phone songs, which initially started with the most famous one, which is the one with the Badgers from albinoblacksheep.com. And they got the dancing badgers and the phone, and like for some reason there's like a transformer embedded in the phone. And they did, we found like the voiceovers.
Yeah, we watched the voiceovers. It was great because they put one to DBZ, and I'm a anime fan. And Jared makes fun of me for it.
Dragon Ball Z.
But,
am I right?
Yeah, good job. And it was perfect timing. It was awesome. Even Jared liked it, and he's never seen an episode in his life.
I thought the Simpsons voice, they did the banana phone over the Simpsons, was good. And who else?
It was okay. The DBZ Half-Life was too. Awesome. Half-Life was funny.
Even though there was no mouth movement.
Yeah, but still, it was funny.
And, of course, there's the one where the guy goes crazy and, like, kills himself, and the other guy, you know, the animated one.
And then they did a live-action one of that.
And apparently, the first time Banana Phone, the original Banana Phone by the child entertainer Raffi, was on, like, September 4th, 2007, some radio station played it in its entirety. But I still think the Albino Black Sheep one's good. That and the Badger song.
Oh, and the,
Badger, I like the Kenya
one, where they're like, lions and tigers only in Kenya, I forget the tune, only in Kenya,
it's great,
and they're like, Kenya. Little, like, weebling all over the place, it's fantastic. Weebling.
You keep saying weebling, it's the name of the website.
I know, it's but like it's weebling.
And then they have, like, signs like, now available, limited time only, and you get your, lions in Kenya, no tigers.
Kenya.
But Banana Phone gets stuck in your head, it's great, it's like, do-do-do-do-do-do. I don't know what that guy was thinking when he wrote that song, but I'm sure he was kind of surprised that,
it's now, like, a cult classic.
Night of cult classic, and everybody makes fun of it and puts it over, dubs it over, like, TV shows.
Yeah.
I still think the one part of The Simpsons was funny, where it was during the instrumental part of the Banana Phone song.
And he was dancing.
And they were doing making fun of the Weekend at Bernie's, where Mr. Burns was, like, not alive anymore. So they had off on strings, like a puppet. And he's, like, dancing perfectly to the Banana Phone song. Excellent. I was excited by the Banana Phone, and I proceeded to
play it over and over and over.
And I'll probably
again.
Play it after we finish recording the show.
And then I got tired of it and decided I was going to go watch SpongeBob. And he's like, "But you got to come see." And I was like, "But SpongeBob."
I wish we had a snippet of like the Banana Phone or Badger song to play, but we do not. Maybe next episode. What if we just posted an episode and it was just the Banana Phone song looped over and over again?
We could probably find it.
Well, it's all over the place. I mean, everybody makes fun of it and uses it now.
Exactly.
There was more from the album. It was the Badger one. Yeah, the Mushroom.
Mushroom.
I was definitely drug-induced. I was waiting.
I kind of think they all were.
I want to see, like, a metal band, like, cover it.
Banana Phone!
I mean, kind of like the band Psycho Stick does the ABCs. Tell me about your ABCs, motherfuckers! And, Andrew Dice Clay, the comedian, does the, sexual version of Hickory Dickory Dock.
Does he?
Yes.
That's the CD I fell asleep to.
My one friend told me the other night that I wasn't funny at all, ever, until I listened to Andrew Dice Clay, and I still wasn't that funny, but it was a slight improvement.
Who?
I don't know, they were probably drunk.
No, but who was
this? One of my friends.
But who?
Who? What? I don't name names.
Who?
Who?
I want to know.
Who?
Wait, can I guess?
Yes, you can guess.
Sterling.
How did you know? Dude, I says I have a friend named Sterling. You're all jealous, I know. I know.
Okay.
I know I'm going to play a song now.
Yeah, you should.
Because I don't want to talk too much about the Banana Phone song, because then it'll all get stuck in your heads, and you'll all be like, what the fuck? And then...
Okay, so why don't you find a song so that you can stop talking?
talk.
How about... Oh, wait, we played that one. Let me check it off.
Yeah, somebody told me I talk too much when I'm drunk.
You talk a lot.
Gina says I talk too much in general, so I can fill the whole show with no music.
Not talk too much. He just talks a lot.
Let's do Let's do this band here. This next band is Outkast. You can check them out at myspace.com/massmurderfantasies. The name of the track is Desecrated Dreams.
Desecrated.
Desecrated Dreams.
Desecrated Dreams.
Try it again. In case you desecrated dreams.
Try one more time.
Desecrated dreams.
Good job.
What is this, like spelling or something?
No, this is ILA. I don't know.
So once again, myspace.com/massmurderfantasies. The name of the band is Outkast out of Belgium.
So, that last band was Outkast with, can you say the song name?
Desecrated Dreams.
Good job. And they're from Belgium, and the MySpace is Mass Murder Fantasies, which has nothing to do with their band name, but I didn't read about it, so it could have something to do with it. Right. Jared's just going to stare at the computer.
They have good beer in Belgium.
This is true, they do.
And if you live in Belgium, you already know this.
I'm not sure they have good food. I was in Belgium and I had some food and it was not good.
I was in Ireland and the food was decent. The beer was better.
Every other place was, like, it wasn't horrible, but maybe because it wasn't, like, a actual restaurant. It was just kind of like a
bar, like a pub?
No, it was just like a
tourist trap.
Yeah, something like that, I guess.
What was better, Austria or Belgium?
Austria. Austria was awesome. But you have to drive through Belgium to get to Austria, I'm pretty sure.
I don't know. All I know is the Belgians and their beer, and that's awesome and excellent. And she got to go there firsthand.
Yep.
And
it was awesome. Actually, this time last year, I was, let's see, what's today? The 13th? 14th? 15th?
Yeah.
I don't even know. I was probably in... Let's see, I went to England, France. What was after that? I don't remember.
I think a world traveler here. I only went to a few countries last time.
England, France, something else. What was after that? Not Belgium.
You were
Amsterdam.
There. I was
Amsterdam.
Home.
Amsterdam. I'm pretty sure it was in Amsterdam. Either Amsterdam or, I don't even remember.
What the hell did I do?
Germany?
Germany?
Then Amsterdam? Amsterdam or Germany? I don't remember.
This is like a recap episode?
Well, this time last year, you weren't doing any shows because I was in Europe.
I could have done them. It just wouldn't have been as entertaining or unentertaining or anything.
Well, supposedly, since you can talk your face off, you could have done it, but...
Yeah, but it's the, you know, people make fun of us, and without you, they can't make fun of us.
They can make fun of you.
I know. What's the fun in that? I mean, everybody wants to make fun of Gina, too.
Yeah, this is true.
Let's bash on Gina.
Yeah.
My computer's getting pissed off again, the anger of the volume and whatever.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Remember one time my roommate sent me a link to a thing to buy, like, better microphones or standalone microphones.
Yeah. For,
you know, that would be excellent quality. But apparently we sound all right even when we're compressed a little. So
I think it's fine.
It's not here for, you know, perfection. Just, the music turns out good.
This is true.
But anyway, it's about time to wrap up another episode. Thank you again for tuning in and listening to the Banana Phone song. And if anyone is in a metal band out there and has a sense of humor, cover the Banana Phone song, death metal style. Or even hardcore style. I'd say punk style, but I don't know. That would just sound like probably...
Well, no, you could do it, but we can't play it on the show.
I'd say...
Well, we could if, you know...
Can you see, like, an emo version? They'd be crying if somebody, like, ate their banana phone. They'd be sad that they peeled...
Tear, tear.
You can eat it. No, you can eat it. So, metal bands out there, do it. It'd be awesome. We would definitely play it. And I'm pretty much sure anybody would be like, oh my god, that's awesome. Can you imagine the giant mosh pit to the Banana Phone song?
That'd be so weird.
And on that note, we're going to close with this band, the Bright Star Alliance, out of Melbourne, Australia. The name of the song is Human Body Anchor. You can check them out at myspace.com/thebrightstaralliance. And Gina, you and I should go to Australia sometime.
You're right. I definitely want to go to Australia.
Long trip.
Australia anyway, and Ireland.
Ireland is good.
And Canada.
And Canada is good as well. Been there, done that.
And
that is the end.
Somewhere else.
Of the episode. Okay. Be sure to tune in next week as Gina continues her list of countries she wants
that
to go to.
To go to.
Thank you again.